Gronga Hill by John Dyer. Silent nymph with curious eye, who the purple evening lie on the mountain's lonely van, beyond the noise of busy man. Painting fair the form of things while the yellow linnet sings, or the tuneful nightingale charms the forest with her tale. Come with all thy various hues, come and aid thy sister muse. Now while Phoebus, riding high, gives lustre to the land and sky. Gronga Hill invites my song, draw the landscape bright and strong. Gronga, in whose mossy cells sweetly musing quiet dwells. Gronga, in whose silent shade, for the modest muses made, so oft I have the evening still at the fountain of a rill, sate upon a flowery bed with my hands beneath my head. And strayed my eyes o'er Towy's flood, over mead and over wood, from house to house, from hill to hill, till contemplation had her fill. About his checkered sides I wind, and leave his brooks and meads behind, and groves and grottos where I lay, and vistas shooting beams of day. Wide and wider spreads the vale, as circles on a smooth canal. The mountains round unhappy fate, sooner or later of all height, withdraw their summits from the skies, and lessen as the others rise. Still the prospect wider spreads, adds a thousand woods and meads, still it widens, widens still, and sinks the newly risen hill. Now I gain the mountain's brow. What a landscape lies below! No clouds, no vapours intervene, but the gay, the open scene does the face of nature show in all the hues of heaven's bow. And swelling to embrace the light, spreads around beyond the sight. Old castles on the cliffs arise, proudly towering in the skies. Rushing from the woods, the spires seem from hence ascending fires. Half his beams Apollo sheds on the yellow mountain heads, gilds the fleeces of the flocks, and glitters on the broken rocks. Below me, trees...